This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, the delightful presence of the DJ Veers. We only have one Jay with us today, Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is off doing Christmas things. Victoria Keelan is here. Can you imagine? Christmas is right around the corner. I wonder what I would like to have somebody give me a trip in one of the rocket ships to go into space. Can you do that for me for Christmas? Somebody ought to be able to do that.
That would start a GoFundMe.
But you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because we were all talking off the air, and I think you would love this the new special Shatner in Space.
Yes,
and that's what it's actually called. It's on Amazon Prime.
He says, "I don't want to be known as the oldest guy in space." I love that quote.
Well, he's 90, and unfortunately, that's whether he likes it or not. That is the title, and I don't know that anyone else who is 90 in the shape that he's in. He's riding horses with Jeff Bezos, and he's out playing with his dogs. He's remarkable.
Well, he works every day. He works. He's on different projects. He's always got a project going. Yep.
But I mean, even physically, though, you know, he's on his ranch, and he's hopping up on the horse. He rides his horses every day. He's really incredible, but it's a wonderful documentary. It starts 2 years before the launch when he first meets Jeff Bezos. And, it's really wonderful. The saddest thing though, I was emotional watching it just because Shatner is so emotional and he has such a real appreciation, like a depth of appreciation for what he saw and what he experienced. But, Glenn DeVries or DeVries, I'm not sure how he pronounces his name. One of the fellow astronauts who went up with him, his wife is in the documentary, and she is a nervous wreck. The way I would be if Lewis was getting into a penis rocket. I mean, I would be beside myself. She's a nervous wreck. Bezos' girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, is there. She has her arm around her. She's comforting her. It's a very nerve-wracking scene to watch. And when they land and everyone's safe, his wife, they are hugging each other, and you can tell they just love each other so much. It just broke my heart watching that less than a month later, he dies in a stupid Cessna plane crash in Jersey after having gone through all that, after what she went through, watching how nervous she was and so grateful that he was safe back on the ground, and then to only lose your husband less than a month later for something where I don't know if you guys saw this. It was local news here in Jersey where I am. The NTSB report came back that there was no mechanical problem with the plane. So, which is interesting, they couldn't find anything wrong with the plane. He was flying with his flight instructor. So it was just the two of them. We just don't know what happened. They're still investigating it. But usually there's some mechanical error that comes up.
Yeah.
That they say, oh, well, this wasn't
birds
working
or something like that. Yeah.
Or like bad weather and they get confused and...
No bad weather, no fog. There was no wind that day. And they listed all the things that you typically would think, okay, this contributed to it.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's a big mystery.
Yeah, it really is. It's a shame. NASA says it's going to launch four Earth science missions next year to provide the people in the science world that they work with more info about fundamental climate problems, processes including extreme storms, surface water, oceans. There's a big to-do this week about that huge iceberg that's breaking up. I forget what it's called.
That's a glacial plate or something. I forget the name. Yeah,
not a great sign. So anyway, they've got a lot of satellites. NASA's got a fleet of them up there that are now providing a lot of data on the interconnected environment, the air quality, the quality of the ice, the water, those sort of things, monitoring what's changing on our planet. And certainly there are a lot of things that are changing. One of the things that's misunderstood about my approach to this, when I say that there are lots of things that combine together to bring us to where we are, I'm not discounting or dismissing the people that say that climate change is real or that it's caused by, as a matter of fact, I agree 100% that much of what's going on in the atmosphere is caused by us using fossil fuels. And so with that, I thought it was pretty interesting. New York City has decided to ban any use of fossil fuels to heat buildings as of today.
That's
kind of a ballsy looking. The council passed a bill that prohibits the combustion of fossil fuels and anything that's new in New York. So you can't use gas for heating. You can't use gas for cooking. Gas for nothing. I mean, there's a lot of gas. 70% of the heat in New York comes from gas. A lot of oil, of course, as well. Now, they didn't ban oil, though, did they? They banned gas. But they
well,
did not
I don't know
oil.
About oil. They are moving towards, and maybe you can explain what this means, because I don't know what it is. They're using heat pump technology.
Yeah, heat pump.
It's electric.
I guess it's some sort of electric.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
that's what they're going to be replacing the natural gas with. Mm. The interesting thing is I lived in New York City for 16 years, and I was ecstatic when I read this, only because when you live in New York and you smell natural gas in your building, you have to call Con Edison, which is the utility that covers all of New York. You call Con Ed right away. They come out immediately. I mean, it is an immediate response because entire buildings have exploded in New York City. Someone leaves the gas, when you turn your gas stove.
Move to New York or your building can explode.
Well, but honestly, though, I can tell you right now, it's something that every New Yorker, it is on your mind. The minute you smell anything like that, you smell that little bit of gas smell, you know, as a New Yorker, you call Con Ed immediately. You do not wait. And some people have waited, and, literally buildings have exploded. Entire buildings and city blocks have been affected by this. It's a scary element of living in New York City, where you're living with a bunch of strangers in your building, and you don't know. I mean, older people live. There was an old guy who was in his 80s who lived next door to us. He constantly didn't turn his stove off all the way. Like, mm-hmm. when you have the gas stove, you have to push the thing in and then mm-hmm. turn it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you don't turn your stove off all the way, the pilot, the actual flame goes out, but the gas is still building up. And so several times I smelled the gas coming out of his apartment, and I had to call Con Ed, and they had to bust down his door and turn off the gas. It's really, like, it's one of the many hazards of living in New York City. So I'm ecstatic if they're going to move to electricity.
If you think about the buses and the cars, the taxis, the hundreds of thousands of vehicles that drive through New York every day, and you think about the tall buildings, and there's no place, basically, for all of that exhaust to go. It goes up. But it doesn't go up fast. It kind of lingers as it goes up. So you know that you're being impacted by that as well. I just find it very interesting to think about how New York never seems to have had the air quality problems that Los Angeles did, even though the superstructure of the building is much more concerted. The city itself is much smaller in terms of the, the island is way smaller than what Los Angeles and Los Angeles County is all about. And so, but Los Angeles had much more of a problem. When I started going to L.A. in the 90s, when I started working there and spending my winters there, you could fly. There were five layers. You could count them. You're flying into LAX, and you could see the five layers of smog because they were a different color black. Now you don't see that. You land at LAX. I never see any of that stuff in the air anymore.
That's good. I mean, California has had those emissions restrictions that are way stricter than any other state for many years now. Obviously that's helped. But with New York, and the thing that people, the thing that always amused me, people don't realize how incredibly green New York City is as a city, as one of the largest cities in the world. All the buses are electric. They've been electric for a long time. We have so many trees. Central Park is something that is so essential, not just because New Yorkers love it's our backyard, but it's because all of the trees and the plants, they are very, they're very deliberate with what gets planted in terms of what absorbs pollution. And so Central Park really is, and then Prospect Park in Brooklyn, every borough has a major park hub center that helps absorb all of that pollution. And so it really, New York is really, it gets a very good score for being one of the greenest cities in the world. People just don't realize it because they think New York streets are dirty and, you know, garbage.
You know, we were talking to stay with New York for a second with the focus on what's going on with Sex and the City, and Chris Noth, who's been a longtime New York actor, grew up in New York City, and now has moved to Los Angeles. So I just nosed around a little bit because he didn't move there permanently, but he moved there to be on, he wanted to do some more movies, and he wanted to do...
He's got three movies coming up, so he must be filming out there. Yeah,
yeah, he is. So, but I suppose maybe the enticement is, at this point in his career, because he's in his late 60s, okay, so what do I do? He doesn't look it, he doesn't act it. It's another argument for people like Shatner or me not stopping. Just keep going because you're good at what you do, you like what you do, and why wouldn't you? What is this silly thing about the arbitrary age of stopping? Oh, 65, you got to stop working. You got to be nuts to stop working. You really do.
As long as you can physically and mentally do it.
Right.
Do it.
Yeah, well, of course, you can always tell my mental acuity by listening carefully to all my conversations. Anyway, so Noth is getting $250,000 an episode. She's getting $500,000. You think about the numbers.
He's not in every episode, but they are using him more now.
Right.
So season two kicks off January 2nd, I think.
Yeah. He's very, very... No, they've been on the second part of this season. They've had new episodes this year.
I think the second half of season two, they kind of do it in a weird way.
A lot of stuff went on hiatus right after Thanksgiving. Many of the shows, I don't know what they did with The Blacklist because I haven't been available on Thursday night, but I think that went on hiatus. That's one of my favorites. But this stuff like the Chicago shows didn't, and Law and Order, Law and Order Special, that even added. They put the two of those together so that they can go back to back with episodes. That is Mariska Hargitay's character and Maloney's character. So, and then the Blue Bloods, that hasn't gone on hiatus either. There's a lot of good stuff that's on regular TV that people are missing now because they're so fascinated with the focus on, you know, paying $5 a month for this, $10 a month for that, $20 a month for that.
It's a lot of competition.
Pretty soon you're going to be paying a whole lot more for all of that stuff than you did for regular TV hookups. At least that's the way I'm looking at it, so I'm not leaving the regular hookup. How about that? 18 after the hour.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FILL.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
23 after the hour now. The story continues on the DJV program, and this part of the story is a focus on actor Armie Hammer, who, as one may know or may not know, he's the grandson of the founder of Arm & Hammer, and the grandfather was Armie Hammer. That's why they call the company Arm & Hammer. And so he's the grandson. He had some money from the family, but he didn't take a lot of it because he wanted to not be dependent on his family. He wanted to make it on his own as an actor. And so for what? How many years? He's 35 now. So
yeah,
for 10 years.
For a little bit.
Yeah, right. He had 10 years or so. He's had some really good roles. He's very likable, or at least he used to be. So now, we haven't talked about him much since last year because he spent most of this year in rehab, right? Jay, so what's the scoop?
Yeah. He spent pretty much the last almost nine months in a treatment facility dealing with violence against women and a cannibalistic sex addiction. So,
yeah, lovely.
Sex,
drugs, and alcohol. Yeah. And then
And
then a lot of, you know, kinky sex stuff. So,
So he has said in different messages that were released online that he has told somebody, "I'm 100% cannibal. I want to eat you." He's told somebody else, "I want to drink your blood." There's been a lot of disturbing messages and reports, and the LA police have completed their investigation of the rape allegations against him, and they forwarded the case to the local district attorney's office. He is back in the Cayman Islands.
So that means
now
that there's something to it, then. They didn't just
And that's why there's a movie that he did, the second in the series of Agatha Christie movies. What was the second movie? The first one was Death on the Nile, right? No. What was the first movie? There's two books, and they've been made movies. One of them is Death on the Nile. Orient Express. The Orient Express, and then there's the Nile. The Nile one hasn't been released. He's the star of it with Gal Gadot and Gadot and a bunch of other. I mean, it's a big-time cast, and that movie hasn't been released yet. It was going to be released in the spring. They put it off, and it was going to be released in the fall. I don't even know where that movie is now.
I don't know. That's a good question. It's on his IMDb. He's got an upcoming movie called Crisis, aptly titled. That's supposed to come out in that was supposed to come out this year. I'm not sure if it did, but
did you go? But what is that? The one prior to that on his IMDb should be the Agatha Christie movie. That would have been the most recent one, or certainly
Death on the Nile.
Yes.
Is, it still says it's in post production, so that I actually did see a trailer for that because Tiffany and Company gave a giant diamond necklace for Gal Gadot to wear in the movie. So there are previews of it out. It might be coming out soon.
Yeah.
It says 2022, so at some point we will see it.
Well, it was made before this. It was, I think,
Kenneth
the last
Branagh's
thing.
Kenneth Branagh's in it.
Yeah.
It's a big cat.
Yeah. Once all of this started happening, Armie Hammer, he either chose to walk away from productions or the productions let him go. His agent let him go.
He's in the preview that I saw, because I was surprised that he's in the movie.
They didn't hand him out.
Yeah.
No, but they were smart to hold it off, I think, because they're a lot of who wants to go see him?
Right. Let
so
it
now
down.
Maybe they're rebuilding his image somewhat. And so as long as if these charges stick, though, that's not going to help him any. But how do you, so what do you do with stuff like this? Do you send somebody to jail?
Well, rehab is always the first thing, right?
And there is a former lover who had said that he mentally, emotionally, and sexually abused her during their four-year relationship. So it's not just what's been written in messages. There are actual physical issues with this.
All right. Well, it's sad because he actually is. I think he's quite a good actor.
He is.
And because he was friends with my son, I guess maybe I feel a little closer to him in that sense. But, you know, the guy's got a problem, and it's important that you deal with anything like that. It's important that you deal with it. You got to or not survive, actually, 28 after the hour. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Maybe don't do it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Certain behaviors are passed down from generation to generation. In certain social groups, people put initiates through hazing and other forms of harassment as a quote-unquote rite of passage or initiation. But why do we do such things? Because it was done to us? How is that conscious of us to pass down negative behaviors just because we experienced them? The reality is, most people choose to not break cycles of negative behavior and things like initiations because they're trapped in the irrational belief of fairness. Well, it happened to me, so it's only fair that it happens to you, even though they didn't like it when they themselves went through it. Sometimes it's worth it to step back and think, is this the right thing to do? And if the answer is no, then hey, don't do it. For help stepping back to think, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The manslaughter trial of former police officer Kim Potter is now in the hands of the jury. Potter fatally shot a combative 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center last April. As a nervous nation worries about the federal government shutting down the economy once again for COVID-19, Dr. Oz on Fox News questions President Biden's leadership because he has developed nothing new in his administration to combat the virus.
What is surprising is how unprepared the Biden administration is. Basically, they're given the vaccines developed under President Trump during Operation Warp Speed.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the leadership? There are no home kits. I tried to buy one yesterday, couldn't find them anywhere. Inadequate testing capacity. Where are the approved pills, the treatment for the actual virus? Instead, we get these reflexive one-size-fits-all mandates.
President Biden will talk to the nation about the country's fight against COVID-19 today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As the Democrat Party attacks Senator Joe Manchin for publicly voting no to President Biden's massive social spending bill, it should be noted that Joe Manchin plus 50 Republican senators publicly voted no to too much government. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News tells Democrats to take a chill pill.
The left ought to relax and accept the fact that Joe Manchin has been telling them for about 6 months now that he's not going to accept the kind of big government socialist bill they want. At the same time, I think everybody who's conservative ought to relax and accept the fact that this is the most dangerous and destructive presidency since Buchanan, which led to the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Buchanan was amazingly bad. The truth is, the Biden administration is going to end up being extraordinarily bad and very dangerous. If you look at China, Russia, Iran, terrorism, North Korea, you look at the border that's totally uncontrolled, you look at the inflation rate, you look at our extraordinarily stupid and self-destructive energy policies. This is an administration that is, in its destructive capabilities, far and away the most dangerous we've had in about 160 years.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are at 34 after the hour on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is doing her Christmas gig with the local station in. I was going to say in New York. She would not last 5 minutes in New York. She's a California girl through and through. And speaking of that, did you see the mayor of San Francisco says we're going to exempt ourselves from all of the indoor mask rules? Thought that was kind of interesting. And they're looking for this lady, I forget what her name is, looking for a way to fix many of the problems that have been let go. San Francisco's a cesspool. You see all the homeless all over the place, up and down the hills and everybody's houses. I mean, Los Angeles is bad, Venice especially in the South Beach area, but San Francisco, woof, man, what a mess. And there's another interesting twist here. One of the stars of General Hospital has sued ABC because ABC has said, if you want to work for us, you got to get a shot.
Which star? Because I watched General Hospital.
Rademacher, is that his name?
Oh, Ingo Rademacher. He's been very vocal about that. He's Australian. He's been on the show for, I don't know, 20 years or something. So, a lot of his fellow co-stars have not been happy with him. There's a trans female actress on the show, plays a doctor, and he's made some anti-trans comments, and the rest of the cast didn't like that. He's kind of made himself a real pariah, which is too bad because he had one of the biggest, roles. But,
yeah.
And then the whole mask or the vaccine mandate thing, he's been against that. So, yeah. But Disney's not messing around. Disney has, Disney has really kicked up. It doesn't matter who you are or how big your name is. If you are not following suit, then you're out.
Gonzo.
Yep.
Well, it's interesting. To go back to San Francisco for a moment, not only do they have a big homeless problem and a COVID problem, they got car break-ins galore up there. If you have a car and you park it on the street, the chances are like 1 in 10 your car's going to get broken into, and it's because of the homeless. I had that same problem, remember, 2 years ago?
Yeah, when you also didn't lock your car, so.
No, I do. Yes, I do. In California, absolutely. I lock my car. And at home, I don't. I don't even take the keys out of them because I'm on the farm. Nobody pays any attention to it. But out in California, absolutely, you lock everything up. Lock it up. And some guy had one of those things that just stick in the door. I don't figure out what they call them. The guys who come, if you lose your keys, guys from AAA come with one of those aluminum bands they stick in the door. But these guys, the homeless people had them. So maybe they were former AAA employees or something, but it is really it's pretty amazing. And because of that, the number of people moving to California has dropped significantly, and the number of people leaving California has gone up. What is it? My son told me there were like 800,000 people that have moved out of California this year alone. And some are going to Phoenix, some of them are going to Albuquerque, some of them are going to Austin, some of them are going up to Salt Lake City. It's amazing how the politics
of
all those
places. Well, the work from home thing, too. Changes. Yeah, it kind of combines with, all major cities, every major city saw a decrease in population because people left the city. They either went to stay with family members or they just wanted to move into the suburbs and they rented a place. And so now with a lot of companies allowing everyone to work from home permanently, a lot of cities are going to be, the population is going to probably stay lower than what it was for a while.
There's no real need
to commute.
About whether Joe Manchin would run for the presidency as a Democrat. When you see, and I don't have anything against Joe Biden. I think he's an okay guy. I never had anything against Obama. I wouldn't vote for him. I actually might have voted for Biden had it not been that he had Kamala Harris as his running mate. But when he's being asked all the time about the mandates, and his response, I think yesterday or the day before, was, what's the big deal? And I get that. But then in the same news conference, he's asked about why he didn't go after China to be more transparent. And I'm doing this with my fist because that's what I want. I want to know that we've got him on the origins of COVID. And he knows, in my mind, he knows what the reality is. And he doesn't want to push them. Whether he's doing that as president is better for America and not to push China too far.
We're pushing China in other ways. We're pushing in other ways. So
Chinese government is just no good, folks. And there's no way you can. I don't care what you're.
They're not good to their own people. They're not good to the rest of the world. They're not. Yeah. They're just. It's. But that's not going to go anywhere. That's never going to change.
It doesn't. Yeah. Well, I don't know whether it never changes, but I find it offensive, frankly. Remember the incident earlier in the year when I was called a racist because I referred to COVID as the Chinese virus, and some guy that I was doing business with, who happened to be Chinese, said, "Oh, you're a racist. I'm not doing business with you anymore." And you and I were on the call together, Victoria. It was like I was talking to the wall.
Well, I think it's just I think it's the lesson learned there is, be very specific with your wording. And so you did not mean anything offensive against Asian people. It was the Chinese government that you were specifically talking about.
Yeah.
But,
And I continue to talk about them that way.
Yeah. And that's fine. I think that then we've made that distinction.
It is. Well, when we look at the world and what we're faced with still, The creation of the chaos was at the hands, or is at the hands, or at the feet of the Chinese communist leaders, and what they have either forced their people to do or encouraged or paid, whatever it is, that stuff was developed in a laboratory for only one reason. And then what it's done to the whole world, to the economy, up and down like a seesaw, and we will feel the effects for a long, long time. And it's not just in COVID. You notice that the Fed has now come out and said that they're going to shorten the amount of time it's going to take to bring the bond market purchases to an end. That is the low interest rates that encourage a lot of people to put money into the Treasury. They're going to start, the interest rate hikes are going to start next year. And that's completely on COVID, completely on China. And the stock market is doing well, but that's because the interest rate is low. It has nothing to do with China. Although it'd be interesting to see, you know, there must be a China fund. There are all these funds, right? Mm-hmm. You can buy into funds. You can anything you can, the real estate fund, the Bitcoin fund, whatever it is, you can find them. So there's got to be. I'd love to know. Excuse me, I'm not a follower of the stock market necessarily, but excuse me, I would love to know what the Chinese stocks in Chinese businesses, Chinese-owned businesses, how those businesses are doing on Wall Street or in the stock markets all around the world. Am I just here? But certainly inflation is heating up. We know that. People, we have teachers here in our community that were offered a 3.5% raise over 3 years, and they said, no, if we don't fix this, we're going on strike. Although they really can't go on strike. They're running around town with placards, we don't get paid enough, et cetera, et cetera. And people that are in government are trying to keep the cost down because they don't want people's taxes to go bananas because they all want to get reelected. So there's a real conflict here as to what really, raising the rates, they aren't going to start doing it until sometime next year, but they have said they're going to double the rate at which they reduce the bond buying, which will put pressure on the prices, and also that creates inflation in and of itself. So inflation 4.4% this year. It was 3.7% earlier in the year. So I guess you average it out, it's about 4.1%. The growth, that's also growth, the growth in markets and stuff. Then next year they expect it to cool down to 2.6%. So if you work for somebody and you try to get a cost of living increase, these are the numbers that you should be following or asking for, right? Isn't that how the cost of living works? Supposed to go be attached to inflation rate. Yeah.
Right. It is supposed to. So yeah, that is one strategy. That you can use as leverage, sure. I mean, look, the bottom line is rents are insanely high right now. I am
crazy.
A renter, and
yeah.
I can tell you that the rents, you know, I remember the rent is too damn high. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He needs to come back.
I sold the last house I had in California in 2006, and 2016. And I've been renting because I don't want to own a... California's too unpredictable. It's too crazy politically. I don't want to own a place there. But this year, last year I didn't go because of COVID, and the kids were disappointed. I normally spend Christmas, and then after that, the first 3 months or so of the year there in California with my children, because I don't like the weather in New England. And then last year, okay, so I had a... Who's going to go anywhere last year? So this year I had all these plans to go out there, and I couldn't find a place... First of all, you can't find a place, even if you could afford it. Airbnb has so changed the rental market in places like Los Angeles, and I guess places all around the country. People who normally would rent out, let's say, a house, like I always would rent a bungalow, a self-standing house by itself in a yard, those places now, they can make as much money renting them out for a weekend with different people every weekend than they can as they could. Actually, it's more than what you make if you rent it for a month by month.
Mm-hmm. That's what's happening in Nashville. You have people coming and buying up properties, completely tearing down the houses, and then building two houses on the property and renting it out to bachelors and bachelorettes.
That's what we did. My friends and I, before COVID hit, we went to Nashville for a girls' trip, and it was I had never been to Nashville before, so I didn't really know, I had much to compare. But someone local down there told us that where we were staying, it just was sort of like all these townhouse type condominium buildings. Yeah. They were all brand new. They were new. Everywhere. Yeah. It was just one after another, and no one lives in them. They're all just Airbnb. And it was a lovely 3-story townhouse with a roof deck and 4 bedrooms. It was wonderful, but it's amazing how much money they can make by just renting for 4 or 5 days at a time. So why would you want to, and Airbnb is prepaid. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
If you're a landlord, my parents just sold a house in South Carolina that they had owned and they were renting it out, and it was a nightmare for them. And so it was because you get this somebody in there, and you know you can do a credit check and you can do all the things that you know the most you can do. But then if someone just doesn't pay you the rent every month, it's hard to evict people. With Airbnb, you've already got the money up front and plus a security deposit, so it makes sense.
You have a whole month's mortgage in just one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, that's it. That's the point. Yep. Speaking of, let's see, I saw that the unemployment rate is now like down below 4%, and they expect to be like 3.2% at the end of next year. Again, I don't know where the people who were working before the pandemic have gone, but now we can't seem to find anybody to do the work. The gig work thing. Did you know that 1 in 6 of us, and that's all of us, are working through, well, we don't have gig apps, but this is a gig sort of deal. All right, stand by for a couple of cool commercials. Don't forget our DJV show download every day, available wherever you get your podcasts, Apple or djvshow.com, where you can get the whole show all day, every day, at djvshow.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. Now that the dark days of winter have descended upon us, if there's one thing we could all use a little more of, it's a dose of lighter lights and brighter brights. And what more obvious way to do that than to bring T-Mobile and Hasbro together to introduce Light Bright T-Mobile Edition. Now with 184 magenta pegs. For just $20, you can get your very own Light Bright T-Mobile Edition. And if you act before Christmas, shipping and handling are completely free. Besides the brand new magenta pegs, it also comes with the traditional Lightbright pegs and 4 wireless-inspired templates. At T-Mobile's 5G Lightbright website, users can download and upload other design templates to add hours upon hours of fun. Lightbright T-Mobile Edition originally sold out within 30 hours of first being announced, but now it's back in stock and ready to ship. To get your own Lightbright T-Mobile Edition right now, go to t-mobile.com/5G Lightbright.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Hey, how'd you like to get paid to work out? Yes, I said get paid to work out. Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification. If you're interested in a money-making career in fitness as a personal trainer, now is your time because ISSA is guaranteeing you will get a job. That's right. There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. So once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Just text FIT to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Full-time, at a gym, at home, or as a side hustle. Whatever works for you. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Get certified and start making money fast. Guaranteed. Just text FIT to 323232 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word FIT to 323232.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road. Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now at 53 after the hour for questions for Dr. Ken. And a lot of them this week, we seem to have a surge or resurgence in interest in COVID because of Omicron. You know, Ken, what I've called it Omicron. I've used all kinds of silly things to refer to it. I understand, or at least this question that I'm wrapped about here is about the not just Omicron and Delta, but the virus itself. Somebody's concerned that it attacks fatty tissue first. There's been some research on that. What do you know about the virus, and if you're fatter, you're going to be more likely to get it?
Well, we know since the beginning with the original strain, one of the big risk factors for severe COVID-19 is obesity. So there is some relationship here. But just to reassure everybody about Omicron, so far it looks like it's a lot more transmissible, but it looks like it's a lot less lethal, minimal disease. And I think there's some hope here because remember how the great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, ended. There were no vaccines then, there were no therapeutics then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. So the worldwide natural immunity occurred, and then the Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza that killed more people than World War I vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
I've seen some stats suggesting by the end of 2022, it's a memory, it's gonzo. See you later, alligator. All right, so now let's stick with Omicron because there's another question here about mental health. The Surgeon General has warned this week of mental health challenges, especially when it comes to young people. So why would that be? Is it the worry about it? Is it there's some impact psychologically or actually physically because of COVID-19? Or is it just the fact that the news media has totally blown most of it out of proportion?
All the above, Doug, but you take 2 years out of one's life, and the proportion to a younger person's life is much greater than you and me. And this has a impact in the young folks when they're evolving their lives, trying to figure out where they're headed, and suddenly they've lost 2 years. So it has had a great impact, and this virus has affected us all, how we interact, and I think it's taken a huge toll on the young folks.
You look at the mental health challenges young people have anyway because of their wrapping themselves around the devices, which in my opinion are the most dangerous things to come down the pike ever. This is just, and it affects your mental health and well-being more than anything else for all kinds of reasons. But certainly this Surgeon General notation here about the pandemic and the anxiety, the depression, other mental health concerns, not only with young people, but the whole population is, as someone put it, exhausted. We're sick of this. And so we have the news media trying to scare us again, and some people wanting to shut businesses down, which we never should have done in the first place anyway. But dealing with this, should companies offer mental health options for people who kind of want to work their way through this? So how do we deal? Maybe that's the better question with the mental health issues here. From not only the variants, but the original COVID.
Well, getting assistance is always a good idea if you're having trouble coping. But just a good, healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, getting sleep. But also, let me give you a quick pathway to get your life back. And that is, don't worry about COVID when you're outside. You're fine. Sitting at the beach, you're not going to get COVID. Being outside, you're not going to get COVID. So go live your life. Stay outside if you can. But if you're indoors with vaccinated people or people who have adequate immunity, don't worry about it. But if you don't know the vaccination status of the people around you, just put a mask on and then go live your life.
167,000 children in our country lost a parent or a caregiver because of this, the COVID situation. And a lot
of
those.
1 in 500 Americans, Doug, have died.
Yeah. So there's a lot of help that's necessary, I suppose, or would be nice. This is the time of year when you like to help people. And if you know someone who has suffered with COVID, maybe they've lost their job or their health, whatever it is, perhaps helping them at this time of the year when we are so generous anyway. There are all kinds of causes, but the COVID thing, getting us back to normal and helping families perhaps might be on the top of the chain, if you will. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, reach out to him, connect with him, have an appointment with him, 352-735-1400. It's 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.